Hello, Telly Tuners.
Hello, hello. Is it
going? You are listening to WIUX B-Side Internet Radio with Megan Chloe. Today's episode, well, Telly Tunes with Megan Chloe. Today's episode is talking about Abbott Elementary.
Yes. Sorry, I'm like distracted.
Abbott Elementary is a sitcom. It is currently airing, and it's basically just about this group of teachers teaching at an elementary school in Philadelphia and kind of the shenanigans that they get up to dealing with all of the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you say it's mockumentary style TV show?
Oh, no, I did not. I said it's a sitcom, but yeah,
okay, it's a mockumentary style sitcom like The Office, like Parks and Rec, and it is just... It's newer,
yes.
So I think you totally should watch it if you haven't heard of it, but we're going to talk about it. And this very first song is a Chloe pick.
Yes, this song is like a very fun scene where they're kind of just all dancing in the gym because it's like a PA or PTA meeting, and this is how they end the PTA meeting, by dancing to this song. So this is Wild West by Will Smith. Brother running this buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Rough neck, so go check the lawn and buy. Watch your step, reflect, and get a hole in your side. Swallow your pride, don't let your lip react. You don't wanna see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this, running the game. James West, taming the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call? Now who you gonna call? If you ever riff with people wanna bust, break out before you get bum rushed. When I roll into the wild, wild west, when I stroll into the wild, wild west, when I bounce into the wild, wild west, it's cold. Once upon a time in the West, madman lost his damn mind in the West. Love less, kidnapped or down, nothing less. Now I must put his behind to the test. Then through the shadows, in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all everything you did, front and center. Now where you look back, kid, who that is? A mean brother, bad for your health. Looking damn good, though, if I can say it myself. Told me Loveless is a madman, but I don't fear that. He got mad weapons, too, ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion, when y'all clowns go. See that it can't be done. Understand me, son. I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you barking after wrong tree, we coming. Don't be starting nothing. Me and my partner gonna test your chest, Loveless. Can't stand the heat to get out the wild. Wild. When I roll into the wild, wild west. When I stroll into the wild, wild west. When I bounce into the wild.
Gun weighing a ton, 10 paces a turn just for fun. Sun up to sundown, rolling around, see where the bad guys are to be found and make them lay down. The defenders of the West, crushing all pretenders in the West. Don't mess with us, cause we in the West. When I roll into the Bring in the heat, bring
in the pit. Wild, wild, wild west.
That was Wild Wild West by Will Smith. I talked about it a little bit, but the context of that song is basically they have like a PTA meeting. I don't know who says it. I might be Janine, but I don't know if you've seen this episode yet, but
oh yeah, I'm only on like season two apparently. Yeah. I thought it was a lot later, but apparently something happened that I didn't see yet. So, yeah. But yeah, I don't care about spoilers for this day, so it's okay.
Yeah. Just a little like heads up. There will be spoilers for the show. So if you are not caught up,
as there always is,
there's always spoilers. I think that's something you have to know if you're listening.
If you're a telly tuner,
because I don't know how to talk about a show and like not talk about,
yeah, like when they ate Jackie. Yellow Jacket season three coming out.
But yeah, so I am all the way caught up except for the episode that came out yesterday. I actually tried to watch it, so I watched like the first like 5 minutes. So I actually picked a song from the first 5 minutes
of the episode. That's perfect.
But I haven't finished it. So if anything actually crazy happened in the episode that came out last night,
don't tell us.
I don't know.
How many seasons are there?
So it's on season four right now.
Oh, okay. Because for some reason I'm like, oh my gosh, am I only on season two of like 9 seasons? But I thought it was early. So okay. Yeah. I'm not too upset with where I'm at.
But yeah, basically the song Wild Wild West is one of the characters is like, we end the PTA meeting in Philadelphia, like here in Philadelphia, the same way everyone does. And then it cuts to like all the parents and the teachers, and they're all doing the line dance like to this song, because there's like a dance from the YouTube video. And I just think it's like so cute and like
so
funny.
That is so cute. I do love the vibes of the show. It's just like so much fun, so many happy fun times. This next song, speaking of happy fun times, this next song I picked for Janine, who is the main character. Mm-hmm. I just think it really, I feel like she wakes up in the morning and imagines herself walking to school to this song. So this is Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows by Leslie Gore.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know.
That was Sunshine,
Lollipops, and Rainbows, Leslie Gore. I just love Janine. Oh, should we start with, I guess it's still early, but do we do the characters?
Well, I think we should talk about who each the characters are and break those down.
Okay, yeah, good.
And if you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIOX Internet Radio.
Mm-hmm. It's true, B-side.
Okay, so yeah, we talked about Janine. So she's the main character. She's like a young teacher. She's been teaching at Abbott for a couple years. She actually went to Abbott Elementary. She just like loves it and was obsessed. Her whole thing is that she's like this like ball of energy, and she's so anxious, and she's such like a problem solver. Because the school has like a really poor budget, and kind of the principal, you grow to love her, but she is kind of,
she's like, you love her, but she doesn't do her job.
No,
she doesn't even know the like rules of being a principal. She just like got, well, actually they talk about it. She got the job because she
blackmailed the superintendent.
Yep,
and she like, needed a job.
Yep.
And
it's true.
Love her.
So I love her too. She's one of my favorite characters. Did you say her name, Ava?
Ava. So the principal, yeah. So the principal is Ava. But the thing I was going to say about Janine is she's like, if there's a problem, she like is like going to fix it, even if she creates more problems while fixing it.
It's true.
And people get really annoyed with her, but I think she's like so cute.
Me too. She's like very positive. She just loves Abbott so much.
She does. And she loves her job. She loves being a teacher. Like, in like, I think it's the first episode where she's like, being a teacher is the best job in the world.
I love her. I love her. I love her. She's so cute.
Also, okay, wait, this is really important to say. The reason I kind of love this show so much, I think, is because my mom is a teacher.
Aww.
Shout out, Lisa. And I feel like there's so many things in the show where it's like, I feel like she's complained about something similar. Or, sorry, not exposing her.
Yeah, drop first and last names of the students.
Well, I feel like it'll just be like funny little things where I'm like, oh yeah, like my mom's had to deal with that. Like, oh yeah.
But,
like,
teacher.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
My mom. Yeah, she's a great teacher.
Oh, God! Shout out, Mrs. Cronkite.
I actually went to the same middle school that she taught at.
Oh, really?
Wait, yeah.
Did she teach while you were...
She didn't like, actually teach me. We were both like, no.
Wait, so she had a choice and like...
Yeah, she okay. decided like not to not...
That's fair. I feel like... Because, well, I went to school with this guy and his mom was a teacher. And like, for some reason, it just like rubs me the wrong way. When like, I would raise my hand and be like, Mrs. Blubba. And he would raise his hand and be like, Mom. And I'm like... Don't.
But, well, I feel like my thing, I was like, if you give me anything less than an A, I will get mad. And I was like,
no, that's so real, because yeah, it feels personal.
I would get like, so I was like, I need someone else to grade my papers.
That's
like, because if you do it, I'll be like, why did I get this wrong?
What's that? Yeah, that's fair.
But okay, yeah. Talking about the characters,
and there we said Janine
and
Ava. Oh yeah. Ava's just a queen. And then I was gonna move on to Gregory.
Gregory is kind of has this really won't thing going on with Janine. Will they won't they thing going on with Janine.
Similar to like Jim and Pam.
They are kind of so vibes. Jim yes. and Pam. They're very cute. Spoilers, they do get together.
But Gregory is very much like very mellow, and like yeah. one of his favorite foods is like protein bars.
He's so funny.
Like he's so like one of my favorite scenes is him when they're like one of his he started out at Abbott as a sub,
yes,
and he really wanted to be a principal, but he was like mad that like Ava got the job because Ava's not like that reliable as like a yeah. like a leader, mm-hmm. but I mean she holds up she holds down the house.
She I think grows a lot, and you also get some more character development and kind of understand like kind of why she is the way she is, but yeah, I love her, but
me too. And then there's Melissa,
who her whole thing is she's kind of like an Italian like stereotype.
Yeah,
there's literally a scene where she's like, my Brandino,
like, and her and her sister like fight over the fact that like she made gnocchi wrong.
Yeah,
like she made it with like red potatoes when you're supposed to use white potatoes.
I feel like that would be crazy.
That would what to like make it with red potatoes?
Yeah.
I guess. I wouldn't know. But and then there's Jacob Hill.
He is so
Mr.
funny.
Mr. Hill. He's hysterical.
Oh my gosh. He's like the person you know that won't shut up and being like, well, the time that I was in like a mission in like Africa and like building houses and they'll be like, okay, we get it. He was like, he'll just be like, the time I was doing Habitat for Humanity or like the time that I studied abroad. And he's like very pretentious.
Yes.
And very
but also like
woke.
He just love like he's such a nerd. Like he's such yeah. a dweeb. Him and Janine are very similar and they're like, they're kind of nerds and they're
two
both
peas
like
in a pie.
Yeah. There's an episode where they both kind of realize that they're not cool and they both have to like come to terms with them not themselves not being like cool people.
Me and you the other night when we were talking about that us not we were talking about us not being cool, we were like shoot, we're like,
shoot, dude,
not
like we're
cool.
Not yeah, in between songs and we're like, okay, here you go, dude, like I used to be like so cool and now I'm not, but whatever. And then Barbara, is that her name?
Oh my gosh, queen.
She is a queen.
She's like the oldest teacher, like she's like taught there for like the longest time. I wouldn't even say that she's like that old.
She's not that old, but they treat her like she's so old.
Yeah.
And like that's part of like her like shtick is that like she's like slightly her and Melissa are like similar in
yeah.
age, I think.
I think like Barbara's Jesus. I can't. Barbara. Barbara is like probably, is she like in her 60s?
I think so. Yeah, and I think Melissa's like in like her 50s.
Yeah. But they are stylish and classy.
Mm, and they're like best friends. Like the two of them are like, they've been at Abbott like the longest.
Yeah.
So they like, they know, they know their way around and they like, they're like buddies in that.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to the song.
Yes, sorry.
We yapped. We could yap and yap.
So true.
This is my Gregory song because it has a very sweet vibe, like very caring vibe. So this is kind of how I think about him with Janine. But also this song was inspired because there's this one scene where he and Janine kind of like confront each other and talk about their feelings. And it's during like an overnight field trip. And he's like wearing like a do-rag. And I've seen so many edits of people being like, oh my gosh, he's like so hot in this scene. So this is Dragon Ball Do-Rag by Thundercat. That was Dragon Ball Do-Rag by Thundercat. I just feel like that song is really fun and very vibey, and I think it has Gregory's
vibe.
This guy
has, like, chill. Yeah, his chill vibes.
Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Gregory, this next song I also picked for Gregory. Gregory is played by Tyler James Williams, who has been in the spotlight since he was just a boy.
Yeah.
And I've loved him through it all. And when I found out that he was in Abbott Elementary, I was I need to watch it. Because I just love him so much. And I love his character. His character is very, like, he's so mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you see him, like, laugh or smile or, like, there's
angry?
It's, like, such a shock. And there's an episode where Janine's boyfriend, she has a boyfriend the whole first season. His name is Tariq. And he comes to the school and, like, raps about, like, don't do drugs.
Abbott.
Is that what he said?
There's another scene in, like, where he goes, I'm going to say this and it's going to be so cringy, but it's so funny. He like raps and he goes, Abbott on Abbott on Abbott, that booty big, so I'm going to grab it.
He's great. He's like, he's rapping to a bunch of kids. And like,
yeah.
Then, well, eventually he goes, like, he gets like a gig to do that across the country and just like rap at schools. And he's like, this is like a big deal. And it's like, it's just silliness.
It is really funny.
But so he comes to school and he's like rapping for the kids and everyone's just kind of not feeling it. And Gregory just starts like dancing.
Yeah, he does this like shoulder thing. It's really
cute. Like, he's like this little smirk as he's like looking at the kids and he's like, you can't see what I'm doing. Never mind. But then the kids are like, wait, oh my gosh. And then they start having fun and like dancing with him. And it's like, just because like he never shows emotions. But this song is from Little Baby Tyler James Williams. It's from Let It Shine. So it's Don't Run Away by Tyler James Williams.
Yeah. 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 Her beauty's crazy. I watch her from the crowd. Her voice is so amazing. She make her mama proud. I tried to send her flowers, but she has no address. Her home is in my heart. It's like she never left.
This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. Don't run away, don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. Don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. Show me.
Say true love is blind, that real romance is timeless. You're like my favorite movie, play it then rewind it. Cause baby, you're the finest, your love I'm gonna find it. And when I do, I run away with you somewhere where they can't find us.
This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. Don't run away, don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. Don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. I'll show you.
Turn your head, that's why I had to write this instead. Let's be friends, start out slow, get to know you beyond your glow. You're more than meets the eye, girl, you're pterodactyl fly. Way back when you knew my name, the truth is what I
play. I'm not giving up on you.
That was
Don't Run Away by Tyler James. Oh, yeah, Tyler James Williams. Sorry.
From Let It Shine. And this is Teletoons on WIOX B-Side
Internet Radio.
Ooh,
that was good.
This is our Abbott Elementary episode.
Yes, it's true. It is.
Yeah, also, one thing I wanted to say was that the guy who plays... Gregory is also in this show called Everybody Hates Chris, which was this like sitcom that was like on, and I never hated Chris, for the record.
She just wants to say that. But okay, now it's time. What character do you think you are, and who's your favorite character?
Okay,
I feel like I typically switch that around. So who's your favorite character, and then who? Which character?
Yeah, that like actually like confused me. I was like, wait. two of my favorite characters, Barbara and Melissa. Like, they're just...
Yeah,
like,
they're,
so,
like, such an iconic duo.
They're so funny. They're so cute together. And I would have to, like... I, like, can't pick one of them. Because it's, like, one does not exist without the other. They're,
so
like...
So true.
So funny. My favorite thing about... Because I feel like they're both... they both like have their quirks. So like Barbara's whole thing is that she's like, she's very religious and she's very like this like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like classy, like older woman who's very wise.
She wears pearls. She wears like her little cardigan and her little button up every day. And she has like the craziest like haircut, like the classic like bob.
Well, it's kind of like a Karen
haircut.
But she has this thing where like when she goes like on like a cruise or like on a boat, Sea Barbara is different than Land Barbara, and Sea Barbara comes out, which basically just means
Land Barbara,
which means that she's a drinking. Basically, it's kind of a thing when in the show, whenever like they have something where like Barbara gets drunk or Barbara starts drinking, they'll be like, "Oh no, it's Sea Barbara," and it's so funny.
That's so awesome.
And then character, I am so Janine, like short, annoying, overachiever. Talks too much.
That's so
cares
real.
Cares too much.
So real.
There's a part when she and like it's like very early and like I think it might even be in the first episode or like first season, but everyone's like complaining about her because they're like, Janine, just leave it be, and she's like, I should not get punished for caring, and that made me tear up because I was like,
I love her.
Okay.
I think you. My favorite character is Jacob,
so
because
true.
He's so like, I just think he's the funniest. There's this one line he says in it, and I actually have a song cued for this, so spoiler alert, you're gonna guess immediately what the song I'm gonna play later is. He goes, "Oh my God, as a woman, you know something." And he like loves Gregory, and he thinks that they're like best friends.
It's so funny.
But Gregory's so like not like that. Yeah. And so Jacob is so much like, we're like best friends. We're like basically the best friends in the world. And he just has like some of the funniest lines, I think. Mm-hmm. And the character I think I am is Janine, because talks too much, cares too much, gets herself overly invested.
Yeah.
And like how you said earlier, like she tries to solve problems and creates more problems in like the in like trying to solve the problem. I'm like, that's like so me. And yeah, I just think like she has like such like a positive energy all the time. She's like, hey guys, like don't worry about it. Like I'll fix it. And like I feel like I am often like, guys, like, oh, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Hey, it's gonna be fine.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, I just love her. But love she also, her. Like, she gets jealous. She, like, tries to, like, fix things that, like, don't concern her. Yeah. Like, she's might want to, what is it? Oh, when the other school, what's it called? The school, like, right down the street.
It's like, there's, like, a charter school that they have beef with.
Because, like, they have, like, really nice computers and stuff. And all Janine wants to do is get the kids a computer lab. And everyone's like set on not getting a computer lab because they're like, we need other things. And she's like, no, we need to get a computer. And, like, I feel like she does
Addington. Addington Elementary.
And they're like a little bit pretentious, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Janine is like, I just want my kids to want to be here. So then they get an ice cream truck. And I'm like, that's so like, that's how I would solve that problem too.
So true. Okay, so this song I picked because this artist, so the show actually I think will feature like a lot of artists who will like guest star or like be like reoccurring characters. So the character we were talking about earlier who plays Tariq, his name is Zach Fox, and he is an artist. He makes a lot of like really, really funny music. So I would like recommend listening to like his music. Like not all of it is funny, like some of it is like more serious. Not like serious, but like more just like, I don't know, like normal.
Yeah.
But he makes like really funny songs, so I would recommend listening to him. But also, so he plays Janine's like long-term boyfriend in the beginning. Another guy that Janine dates is played by Vince Staples, who is very cool. So yeah, which also me and my brother were talking about it because I was like, he really likes these artists, and I was telling him like about the show, and he was, and the girl who plays Janine, she like wrote the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he was like, wow, like how funny of her. She just like decided to sign like the two like hot like male rappers to be her love interest. She was just like,
that's
yeah.
So real.
Yeah. So this is 475 by Vince Staples. Oh wait, I messed up. Seven? Oh my gosh.
We have to have like a tally in here. Like we won't tell any of the other like
okay.
B-siders.
745 by Vince Staples.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down you down the ride. Looked into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745.
I can't come scoop you up round 7:45. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 7:45. All my life, man, I want fast cars, NASCARs. Cars. All my life, I want runway stars, Kate Moss. All my life, I want waves at my front door. No green grass, no porch. I just want seashores. All my life. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies.
Tell me lies, tell me lies.
I'm in that 7:45. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 7:45. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 7:45. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 7:45. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 7:45. Eyes can't hide your hate for me. Maybe it was made for the Maybelline. Spent so much trying to park the car. Barely got a tip for the maitre d'. You head straight to the hoister bar. I tread light these times speak. Too rough, might break your heart. And them glass shoes ain't made to walk. There's no streets, some paved unscathed. More to do is giving you the coldest feet. Said that you was coming through after dark. Look at the stars, and hard to speak. This thing called love, real hard for me. This thing called love is a god to me. And we all just got property, so feel free to fulfill the prophecy. At 7:45. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 7:45. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 7:45. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 7:45. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right.
7:45 by Vince Staples. I messed up with the title before. I'm like
475. 745.
Like, girl, I don't know why, like, seeing numbers made my brain like panic. I think it was just like math, like, no. But yeah, I don't know if that song has any significance to show. I just really wanted to play a Vince Staples song because he's in it. So yeah,
I love it. This next song that I picked was for the, like, will they, won't they kind of, like, little
so true
togetherness between Gregory and Janine.
So true.
I just, like, I haven't gotten into the part of the show yet where that happens because I'm so early, but I know it happens because I've seen clips. And
Oopsie. But also, I feel like it's very predictable. It's very predictable. The way we make, like, made eye contact.
I wish you guys could see. We just started, like, live streaming. So people can,
we
like,
should.
See
like
us.
When people do, like, podcasts and then, like,
yeah, we should start doing that.
We should. I think that'd be. Would you guys watch? Tell us. DM us.
Let us know right now. Let's do a moment of silence for you guys to respond. Okay. So I picked this song because it's just, like, such, like, a love song. And I, like, listened to the song in my car the other day, and I just was, like, driving around campus, and I saw two people walking, and I was like, they're in love! They are in love! And I'm like, so they were probably just friends. It was, like, these two frat guys, like, totally leaving their frat house, and I was like,
they're in love! They're in love!
It was,
I'd be doing that, too.
It's, like, this song is just, it's just it. It's Soup by Remy Wolf.
Please don't get
was Soup by Remy Wolf, and you are listening to Tally Tunes on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
It's true.
This is our Abbott Elementary episode.
Ooh, should we do least favorite character? I think my least favorite character would be, like, the janitor.
Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
Why do you... I love Mr. Johnson.
He, like, makes me mad sometimes. Like, the episode I just watched, he was, like yelling at Gregory or whatever, but I don't remember what it was.
I'm mad at you.
Sorry.
No Mr. Johnson slander in this house. He is the heart of Abbott Elementary.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
It's okay. No, I get it. I'm being so, like, aggressive.
No, that's real, though. I don't know. Like, you just... No, I don't think I hate any of the other characters.
Martin. I don't know if you know who that is.
Who's Martin?
He, like, comes more into it later, but basically... I mean, they talk about it in the beginning. Like, Jacob and Martin have this, like... beef, and you think it's one-sided because Martin is like very he's just like good morning Jacob, like hi Jacob, and Jacob's like, oh, I hate that man, and everyone's like, Jacob, what is going on? And then, like, it does, like, the Martin, like, goes into his interview and he's like, oh yeah, I hate Jacob. And then in the later seasons it gets revealed that, like, Martin is actually a terrible person.
I don't know what Martin looks like.
We'll find him, but
I can't think of who that is. I don't know if I've seen him, but yeah, so good. So this is a good show. Oh.
That? No. Morton. Morton. I got the name wrong. It's not Martin. It's Morton.
Okay.
Morton. It's Mr. Morton.
We're, like, pulling it up. Well, Chloe's pulling it up right now. So
Mr. Morton. He is, like, the 8th grade science teacher.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
I don't know that man. Yeah. You know that Kiki Paul? Like, I hate to say it. I don't know who that man is. That's how I feel right now. I wouldn't know a thing.
I love her. This next song is inspired by, like, a very specific episode. It might not be... I think it's in that episode, but basically, Janine teaches the step team, which is, like, a type of dance, and Ava kind of takes over, and Janine wants to play these, like, kind of, like, songs, like, from, like, when she was doing it, when she was in elementary school, and Ava's like, no, you have to play modern stuff, and, like, she plays these songs, and, like... Janine is so, like, taken aghast because they're a little, like, edgier.
Yeah, and, like, Ava kind of, like, totally, like, stolen the groove from her. But then at the end of the episode, they, like, resolve and they're like, okay, we can dance together. And then they do.
Yeah, so this is Marie Antoinette by Boyfriend featuring Big Frida.
Living fabulous, living lavish, living stylish, flamboyant, extravagant, living lavish, yeah.
Nails on the heels that I'm on. I look like the candy I got in my arm. You can't taste the candy I got in my arm. I got her imported, she came from Milan. But nothing I own was made in Taiwan. My jacket, my sheets, and my curtains chiffon. Too much of a good thing won't do me no harm. Too much of a good thing won't do me no harm. I want 100 commas on my chest.
Ching, ching.
I want to spend about $1 million in one breath. When I go so hard, I might just lose my head.
Hey.
I want to live expensive like Marie Antoinette. Marie Antoinette. My chef and my chauffeur and butler and spy. I come recommended, they come up for side. They come when I call, they all standing by. My shrinking, my Xanax, and oversupply. Everyone jealous and I can see why. My diamonds so sharp that I cut like a knife. Too much of a good thing and go away to die. Too much of a good thing and go away to die. You can call me the queen of death. Cause I just spent about $1 million in one breath. And I go so hard I might just lose my head. Living life expensive like Marie Antoinette.
Marie,
on. Can't wait to get to the house and try it on. Ah, living fabulous, living lavish, living stylish, flamboyant, extravagant, living fabulous, living lavish. Yeah, I'm a bad bitch.
That was Marie Antoinette by Boyfriend featuring Big Frida.
Also say hi to Tova, the director of WIUX here.
She is in the studio.
I'll just yell, hello!
That was
she says hi!
She's putting some stuff up in the WIUX little studio.
Making it look so pretty.
And because the boss is in town, you're listening to WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
This is Teletoons with Megan Clow, and this is our elementary episode, if you don't already know. Yeah, so kind of similar thing. That song was inspired by the Step Team. That is a song that they dance to. I'm not sure which episode because they come back a couple times. Tova's getting little like ad lib.
Tova has also watched Abbott Elementary, and she's all caught up.
Oh, Tova, you can't make fun of me when I mess up names of people.
Oh, it's every time too. Like, it's crazy.
But so kind of going off of that, the next song that we're gonna play is from another scene where basically Ava, who her whole thing is that she is like doesn't really care about her job. She one episode comes back and she's like, I care and I'm gonna do a good job and I took like a course seminar. But then they we need to bring like the Ava who doesn't care back. And so they play like a song like in the gym and they like trap her in the gym because they know that she is like she's going to break.
That's awesome.
So this is Back That Thing Up by Juvenile.
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. Girl, you want to put some bag, this fat cat, make it woman spend this cash, this last year, girl, pound with my pass, they mad, you could ride in the jag, with that, you could smoke a fire bag, grass, got money like a flash, and trash, I'm a bitch, I'm a boy, gun spray, a clear head of flipper, gray billy, like I be slinging wood, I'm out the hood, let it be understood, it's all good, got a give me low day, on the all day. You a fool here, broad day, I want to draw day. What you can do a trick, yeah, on the stick, yeah. You claim me you want a bitch, yeah, it ain't it, yeah. I'm the daddy with the money, yeah, don't make money, yeah. Got words and the money, yeah, about a 100, yeah. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You a big, fine woman, want to back that thing up. I'm a big daddy, want to back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with, back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You a big, fine woman, want to back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You a big fine woman, want to back that thing up. You gotta put it back, yeah, make me laugh, yeah. Make them play, I wanna grab, yeah, all the grab, yeah. I'm sweating on my draws, yeah, all along, yeah. Wanna walk it like a dog, yeah, break you off, yeah. Get money, don't get yours, yeah, that for sure, yeah. You're messing with my nerves, yeah, to the curb, yeah. I know you women know, yeah, ain't a show, yeah. But the truth, we got some more, yeah, about to flow, yeah. Fresh bought the peach, yeah, for the speech, yeah. We be making heat, yeah, after heat, yeah. The chest is nice, yeah, I wanna bite, yeah. I can hit it right, yeah, all night, yeah. Wanna bring it to my house, yeah, on the couch, yeah. Knock the f*** out, yeah, get the mouth, yeah. I wanna see a show, yeah, bend it low, yeah. Let me run it in the hole, yeah, let me know, yeah. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You's a big bad woman, want to back that thing up. You call my big daddy, want to back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with, back that thing up. Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You's a big bad woman, want to back that thing up. You call my big daddy, want to back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with, back that thing up.
I know you can't stand it. Stick bandit, done landed, see the draws handy, get it go get it y'all, game spinning y'all, put the broad on the wall, then I hit y'all, feeling kinda lonely, I'm feeling honey, put the piece in the middle like Monet, get sick plumber chick, in a hummer chick, beat the what like a brrrr drummer chick, see that pretty cat, look at that, I love a little hoodie rat, that's a fact, you can be fine, hit it girl, quit it girl, I'm the brother, brother, the hit it girl.
Girl, you look good, want to back that thing up. You's a big fine woman, want to back that thing up. Call me big daddy, want to back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up. Girl, you look
a wobbly wobbly drop. Drop it like it's hot, and I want to bang it up. And then you drive it like it's hot, you gotta bang it up. And then you drive it like it's hot, you gotta bang it up. And then you drive it like it's hot, you gotta wobbly wobbly drop it like it's hot. Drive it like it's hot, drive it like it's hot. Wobbly wobbly drop it like it's hot. You gotta drive it like it's hot.
That was Back That Thing Up by Juvenile. Yeah, the next song is a Megan pick, and it is also her Ava song.
Yes.
Kind of going out with a bang.
I just thought, like, this is so Ava. And it's also not... Okay, so she's very much, like, she's very modern. She is on TikTok. She, like, is on, like, Instagram and everything new. Like, she's so modern, and she's so... she is a boss bitch.
Real.
Pardon my French. Period. I really hope... no one cared about that is listening right now. But so true. But so yeah, this next song is by Doja Cat. It is Boss Bitch.
She would love this song.
I ain't tryna. Yeah, ain't tryna be cool like you. Wobbling around in your high heel shoes. I'm clumsy, made friends with the floor. 2 for 1, you know a bitch by 4. And 2 left feet, you know I always drop. First thing a girl did was a bop. And the whole damn cake and the cherry on top. Shook up the bottom, made a good girl pop. You ain't even here to party. Ken in the club tryna pipe a Barbie. I don't wanna go with the flow back then until I touch my toes. I don't wanna roll to blow. Wrist full of rocks and I hope I flow. Pick up yourself cause you know they don't. I chew cause they hope I show.
I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss and I shine like glass.
You've been the B4, I've been the stallion, you've been the seahorse. Don't need a report, don't need a press run. All of my bad pics been all my best ones. I wear the hat and I wear the pants. I am advanced, so I get advanced. And I do my dance and cancel the plans. And we don't be mad cause you had a chance. Yeah, said I took it and I ran for it.
I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a boss, I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass.
That was Boss Bitch by Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you want to try to squeeze in one more? Huh?
Sure.
Hold on. Let's see.
We should also. I think we're gonna shout out.
Oh, it's gonna be a little too long.
What we're doing? Well, I can just. I'll expose the song. I was gonna play the song that was in like the first 5 minutes of the show that I mentioned earlier. Was there's the a scene when they're talking about like oldies, and it's in the episode that just came out. Yesterday, and they're talking about like oldies, and like they ask the kids like what songs are oldies, and one kid says like Umbrella by Rihanna, and they're like what, like that song came out in 2005, and the kid goes, I was born in 2018,
which
that's crazy.
That's sickening. That, makes
that was 2 years ago.
Literally,
you should be 2 years old.
Yeah, not 2 years ago. 2018.
No, I was like joking. I was like,
okay. I was like, what? I was like,
I got
it. Okay, so we're playing one more song.
Are we?
I'll give you permission.
Okay.
So this is God is a Woman by...
Or I was going to play your... Oh! Yeah, let's play this one.
Okay. Sorry, this is a little chaotic.
This is Ariana Grande's God is a Woman.
God is a Woman.
You love a hell more.
could be all the things you told me not to be.
Yeah.
When you try to come for me, I keep on flourishing.
Yeah.
And he see the universe when I'm the company. It's
Do you remember that, when James Charles did that?
I do. That was so cringe.
Well, that was God is a Woman by Ariana Grande. And this has been Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
Tune in next week to hear the two of us be very annoying.
To be gleeks. We're doing glee.
Gleek.
All right. Have a good night.
Our glee episode. Okay. Have a good night. Bye.